Welcome to the Bite-Sized Gospel. Read and meditate on the Bible with Anil Arana, one small bite at a time.
Hello and welcome to the Bite-Sized Gospel. Today we will reflect on John 14, 28 to 31. Listen. Jesus said, "You heard me say, I am going away and I am coming back to you. If you loved me, you would be glad that I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. I have told you now before it happens, so that when it happens, you will believe. I will not say much more to you, for the prince of this world is coming. He has no hold over me, but he comes so that the world may learn that I love the Father and do exactly what my Father has commanded me. Come now, let us leave." In this passage, Jesus says something that might seem puzzling at first. If you loved me, he says, you would be glad that I'm going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. This doesn't mean that Jesus is not fully God. Rather, it speaks to the subordinate role that Jesus willingly took on in his incarnation. In his earthly mission, Jesus submitted himself entirely to the Father's will. This submission is evident in what Jesus says next. He tells his disciples that the prince of this world, Satan, is coming. This refers to the events of Jesus' betrayal and crucifixion, where it would seem that Satan had won a great victory. But Jesus makes it clear that Satan has no hold over him. Jesus is not going to the cross because he is overpowered by Satan, but because he chooses to obey the Father. His death is not a defeat, but the ultimate act of obedience and love. In fact, Jesus says that his obedience to the Father in the face of Satan's attack will demonstrate the depth of his love for the Father. It will show that nothing can separate Jesus from his love and devotion to the Father. This is a powerful example for us. It reminds us that obedience to God is not always easy. It may involve facing opposition, even from spiritual forces of darkness. But when we choose to obey God, even in the face of difficulty, we demonstrate our love for Him. It also reminds us of the incredible love that Jesus has for us. He faced the cross not because He had to, but because He chose to, out of love for His Father and for us. His obedience purchased our salvation. As we reflect on these verses, let's ask ourselves, are we willing to obey God even when it's hard? Do we trust that obedience is the path of love? And do we marvel at the love of Jesus who obeyed to the point of death for us? May we follow in the footsteps of our Savior, obeying the Father out of love, no matter the cost. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Bite-Sized Gospel. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with your friends. For other great content, including live sessions, visit www.anilarana.com.